You have to say it nice and calmly. If you want your wife to listen to you, say it nice and calmly. That's the reason, then she'll accept it from you. A mashma, if you yell at her and get her too nervous, then it could be she'll be afraid to say no, and she'll even go and light the neros on Shabbos then. That's no good. You shouldn't, again, make her too fear, put too much anger in the house. You have to tell it over to her nicely. Then she'll listen. And Amar Rav Ashi, I know, me myself, I did not hear this over from Rabbi Bar Chana. I did it from my own knowledge, my own svara. Told him I do like this also. When you want to get something across, the nicest way is to do it v'nichusa, do it nicely. The nicer you talk, the more they'll accept it. Amar Rav Avua. Again, a person should not be too much fierce in a house. Don't make the people fear you too much. Once happened with a great person that hit the land of Yisrael B'tech Beisa. He made the people in his house fear him too much. And he almost went teeth, something that was treif, we'll soon see. They almost gave him teeth, Eivim and Achai. Now, first of all, what's the case? Who was this? Umani, who was this? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It was him. The vice of the people in the house were afraid of him, and because one time they lost a piece of meat, so they were afraid to tell him they lost the meat, so they were about to cut off a piece of meat from an animal to bring him Eivim and Achai before they made the Shechita, right, they lost the leg of an animal, so they were about to cut off another leg from another animal. So when we ask the question, is that true? Hechilu, is it real that they served him teeth? This Eivim and Achai, this time they cut off a leg of an animal without Shechita, and they gave him teeth from it, is that true? Hachilu Sakadata, could you tell me this? Hash, do we know the klal is? Behem tom shal tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mei v'takol al yodom. Madeh through amaisim that the behem of a tzadik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make them eat something wrong. Pinchas ben Yor. It says this chamor did not even eat food that wasn't gemaisit. Is tzadikim atzvom lekoshchein. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let, like a big tzadik, eat something that's treif. And first it speaks out, Amar ben Natan, Tlei Porach El Agabi Midi Di Achila. The Gemara only asks this question, a tzaddik is not nice and eat something that's treif. On Achila, the Gnayu Le Tzaddik Sheikh Adav Rissam. It's a terrible Gnay to eat something that's treif. Mashenke, it does happen sometimes that tzaddik can do something wrong. That the Gemara doesn't ask the question. The Gemara Maka says he once killed somebody by mistake. That the Gemara doesn't ask. But to say that a tzaddik ate something treif, that's a big gnai, that usually does not happen to tzaddikim. That's the question over here. How could we say that achilu, they really gave him to eat Eivim and Achai? So the Moran says, Ela bikshu l'achilu dava gadol. Rather, they wanted to give it to him, but not that he really ate it. Oh, my knee, what was it? Eivim and Achai? It was Eivim and Achai. And Rashi says that they lost a piece of meat and they were very afraid of him. So they did was, they cut off a leg from another animal to give it to him. But the story was not that he really ate it. He really didn't eat it. But just because he put too much fear in the house, it was almost happening. So we learn now from this, not to put too much fear in the house. Sholach leimar uk for the Rebbe Loza. That b'nei yodam hoim demalai. I have somebody, like a big Russia. He's around me. I have opportunity now to like tell on him to the king to get him in trouble, to let him be put in jail. What's the law? Am I allowed to do it or not? Can I be a malshin? Can I tell on somebody that's a big Russia doing me bad things? Can I tell on him to the government? But the government, I'll tell him about it, he doesn't pay his income tax. And they'll put him away for that. Am I allowed to do it or not? So Shirtut, he first made lines on the paper. Shirtut, he made lines. The Kosovo, and he wrote to him like this, a Pasuk of Tehillim that says, Omarti Eshmura Daki Machatoi Belashoni. I'm watching myself not to do averus with my mouth, with my talking. And Eshmura Lefi Machsoim, I watch and close my mouth, the Yod Rosh Lenegdi, even when the Rosh is in front of me. So he dashins, Afal Pisha Rosh Lenegdi, even though a Rosh is right in front of me, that means even though I have a Rosh here that's doing bad things to me, Eshmura Lefi Machsoim, I'll still watch my mouth and keep my mouth quiet. In other words, you're not supposed to do it. It's not nice to tell on somebody else. That's not the way to do it. Sholach Lei, so he sent him back, you should know, but he's giving me a lot of pain. I can't take it anymore. But he's stealing from me, he's bothering me, he's doing very bad things to me. What can I do about it? I can't go against him, I can't fight him. What can I do? Sholach Lei, so he sent him back like this. The Pasuk says, Doim La Hashem V'Ischelo Lei. That means Doim LaHashem, you be quiet and just hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like daven to Hashem. Vu yapinu lecho chalolim chalolim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself, he'll throw them down like chalolim into a dead body, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill them for you. Not that you should do it, you're supposed to daven to Hashem, and Hashem will take care of it. So that's what happened. Hashkin Verav Aleinu Beis HaMedrash. You go and daven in the morning and evening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shul, v'hen kolam yaleim, and they'll die by themselves. His Hadova Yotzim Fi Reb Loza. So this came out, this is what Reb Loza gave him back, this Eitzah. And what the Maisa was, v'nasnu l'gineva v'keilor. Right away they put this Rasha Gineva, that was his name, v'keilor into prison. That's what happened. Rasha's keilor means shal shelish shal barzol. Mamish metal change they put around him. And they gave him over to the Malchus, and that's the way they killed him. So that's the Eitzah to do, to dive into Hashem, but not yourself to go and tell on him. So Toys has a kasha, even though the Gemara in Shabbos says, you're not supposed to do this either. You're not supposed to daven to Hashem that Hashem should kill somebody. It said, that's only when there's a bezdin on this world. So what you're supposed to do is go to bezdin. Let bezdin take care of it. But if there's no bezdin, then you're allowed to daven to Hashem. And now, Mishkum Alein LeBesemesh means Kama Lassik V'Torah. The other Pshat Torah says here it just means not that you should really daven that he should die, but you go and do a lot of extra mitzvahs. You go and learn Torah. But Schuzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself will take care of him. But Torah's first Pshat is that if you see Bezna, nobody can help you in this world, then you are allowed to daven to Hashem, that person should die. Right. Shochu Leila Marukva. They asked the question to Marukva. Zimra Minolon De Yosser. How do we know you're not allowed to hear music? So Rashi learns, Zimra means L'shara V'Beis HaMishtois. Rashi again learns, it means in a Beis HaMishtois with a drinking wine. How do we know you're not allowed to hear music now? Really, we have this Gemara in Saita, after the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, they made Xeri, you're not supposed to listen to music. So how do you know you're not allowed to listen to music V'Beis HaMishtois, Rashi learns, by the place with a drinking wine? So Shirtet again, he drew the lines on a paper. The Koslo, and he wrote back to him the post that says, Al Tismach Yisrael Agil Ba'amin. Don't be happy, but Gil Amin the way the Goyim are doing it. The Lishtachla, he asked him a question, why don't you send back this post, Mihocho, Bishir La Yishto Yayin, Yayin Meshech Lishayse, why don't you send back this post better? So Gemarin said, Ima Hiv, he would have sent back from this post, like Avamin, I would have thought, Hani Mili Zimru Demona. Only you can't use instruments. A Kli you can't use. Avu the Pumishor, but maybe singing with your mouth should be mutar, Kamashmala know that even singing with your mouth, that's also awesome. So this is the big shail exactly what Issa are we talking about over here. So the Velt is making a little bit to say, really the Mechaba brings down that the Sikh Issa is what Rashi says, the Beis HaMishtois means someone is drinking wine. The Shashi drinking wine, you're the matzav of a big simcha, at that time you're not supposed to sing music, or even hear music, it's awesome. But Bizman, you're not drinking wine, the time is not such a simcha, because man, then you are allowed to listen to music. That's more or less the hetta by Ilam Azel, where a lot of people do listen to music. However, there is the Bach Shita, there are some Shitas, and Zidua, and Moshe Feinstein, he used to be Machm, he used to hold that like it's also to listen to music. After the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, it's also to listen. That's the Bach Shita. Right. Anyway, any type of music goes also. Really, that was the right for the Gemara we had in a little heter is, I mean, really we had the Gemara in Saita. That was the Gemara we had. The Gemara over there said that the Gardi, shipman is allowed to listen to music because his music is helping him do the work. But a Gardi, a weaver, him to him, music is just the Schaik Piyama that you're not allowed to do. So that Gemara's Mashma, any type of music is also. Only if a person needs it while he's doing his work, that's Mutta. Some people also want to make up for a wife. Sometimes when you're doing work, you're very nervous, and the music calms you down and lets you do your work better. That would also be a ksaseta. Another ksaseta is the chav. You have these music that has shiras such as bachos, that has those zmiras into it, the words of Hashem, that's more you, that gives you a little bit of a chizik to do mitzvahs. If it does, that's also a ksaseta. It puts you into a good mood to do avodas Hashem. But otherwise, you need a heta. But the Mechava, a little bit heter is that the Mechava brings down, like Rashi says here, that the main issue here is the Beis HaMishtois. At a time when you're drinking wine, when then you're very happy, so then you should not have music around. Right. Omalei Rav Hamnuna Bar Nosin Ravashi. My Dechsev was the Pasuk saying Yeshua, Kino V'dimuna V'yadoda. What's these three words? Omalei, he said back to Poshid, Mislos of Eretz Yisrael Kachoshev, it's saying over the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So what should be cashed to what the Pasuk is doing? So Omalei said back to him, Otto, don't you think Anolo Yadana the Mesvos of Eretz Yisrael Kachoshev? Don't you think that I know that also that these are the cities in Eretz Yisrael? Elo, what I mean to say is like this, that Rab Gevira me Argizo, Rab Gevira from this place Argizo, Oma Botayma, he said a little bit time in these psukim, that the Pasuk means to teach us something. Kina V'dimun of the Adod is teaching us something. It teaches us like this, Kol Sheyesh Lo Kina Chaveroi. Somebody is jealous about his friend. But for Daimin, he keeps quiet. He doesn't really do the way he's jealous, doesn't do anything about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lives in Shemayim, like we're doing a big din. It's a tremendous chah you get that really you would want to have kinnah. You're jealous about somebody, but you keep quiet, you don't show it. That's a tremendous chus. Omalei said that if you dash in these psukim, Elomayatev so tziklak umedamna visinsana, another three cities. Hachinami, you have a pshatal here also. Omalei said back to him, if Rabbi Gevira would be here now, have the Yomabot time, he would take to say something. And Rav Achim Mevechuzo Yomabot Hachi. Rav Achim Mevechuzo said up Shan these three words. What do these three words mean? Siklok and Madamna Vesisona. True, their names are cities. But what else is it teaching us? That Kol Mi Sheyesh Loi Tzakas Legi Machaberi. Someone has, Rashi says, Shagoyz Vimenu V'yer L'chayif. Somebody has complaints about somebody else is going into my business, and he's ruining my panosa. He's going down, he opened up the same business I have. V'doinim, and still I keep quiet about it. In Shaychein Besner, Oysele Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him back din, will help him out. I'm not sure if a guy means that even though the person did a B'Yisa, or could be the person did not do a B'Yisa. But I call upon him in such a case that somebody's bothering you, and you just keep quiet and have B'Tachin and Hashem, Hashem will help you out. Omalei Resh Galus L'Rafuna Kalila Min Olam D'Yosu. We'll see how this in Gemara in Saita, this type of an Ateris, this crown that the Chasna wears, B'Shasta Chasna, how do we know it's Yosu? Omalei said back to him in the Rabbanan, it's only Yosu in the Rabbanan, after the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, we don't do it. The Tanan we learned last Mishnah in Saita. Be'pul Mishlas Pasinus. By the time he went to have Muhammad, his Gozrel Ateris Chasan, and they made a Gzera not to wear the crowns. Put a crown upon a chosin, the Yal Eris, and not to have a drum there, a special drum they used to have. You shouldn't play the drum because of the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. Now the Ochi afterwards, Kom Rav Huna Lafnuya. Rav Huna wanted to walk outside. Omalei Rav Chizda said back to him, Kruxit, like you're saying it's only with Rabbanin, the Chura have more than that. It's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says that Koyimar Hashem Lakim, Hosra Mitznefes V'horim HaTara. Take off the mitznefes, the hat, the kohen kodah wears, and take away the atara. Zois le zois, this not that. Hashrei la'gvo v'agviya v'ha'eshbil. What was big, he brought down, what was low, he brought up. So Mara asked the question, what does this pasuk mean? V'chema'in ye mitznefes, zois la'atara. What does the hat of a kohen kodah have to do with an akara, a crown? Ela means to teach us this pasuk. El le'meloch. That this man, Shem, it's never Beresh Kohen Gadol, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, and we have a Kohen Gadol that wears this hat, is our Torah Beresh Kol Adam. Then a Chosin's allowed to wear the crown. But Nistalkum, it's Nefes, when there's a Churban in the Beis HaMikdash, Beresh Kohen Gadol, we don't have a Kohen Gadol anymore, not wearing this crown anymore, then the Loch Riz, his hat, Nistalkum, our Torah Beresh Kol Adam. Then a Chosin also is not allowed to wear a crown. So here it's not Stam the new Gzerim in the Rabbanon, it's an old din already that's brought down in Yecheskel already. That's what he is.
All right, turn over.
So what says that the Hochi, meanwhile, also Rav Huna came, Ashkechinu, to the Yatsvi, so he was sitting down. So we heard over this Shiloh, the question was, how do we know it's also for Chosin to wear this crown? Is it Stam Gzerim Midrabbon or is it a Pasuk from Yecheskel? Omalei said back to him, Elohim Midrabbon. Really, no, it's only Midrabbon. Elohizda Shemecha Bechazdoi Milecha. Chizda is your name, and you're saying over very sweet things, no, you're saying over a good thing. But I call upon him, it's only Yasim Midrabbon, like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Saita says. Rashi learns, Ukro Biatara Shemelech Mari. That's what the Pasuk is saying, not to wear a crown, it means the crown of a king. Shneur, he was saying, Rosh Hashanah, you misnabe, shetibata la kuna, viyigla tzitkiyo begoyla, that the kuna will be botla, and there'll be no more melech. That's what he was saying over there. Not to say that a chosin can't wear a crown. That a chosin can't wear a crown, that's only the Mishnah in Saita, that's the Rabbanonik Alochon. Here the Novi was saying over, that's going to be botla the melech. Ravina Asher Chela Mabra Vashi. Ravina found Mabra Vashi, Devi Godel Klimu Lebrati. He was making like a crown for his daughter, for a chasna. Omalei said to him, Lesovula Mar Hosam Snepas or Matara. Don't go from this postic like that you're not allowed to wear crowns now. Omalei, do me the coin Godel. Like the postic on the coin Godel, the Gavri, Abba Benashi Lai. It's only also for a man to wear a crown. But for the Kala, the wife, she's allowed to. Now the Mar says, Mind Zois Lezois. What does it mean this and not that? What does the postic mean? So Dorosh Rav Avia, that Zimun Omalei Mishmed Rav Ami, Zimun Omalei Mishmed Rav Asi. Sometimes it's said over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes it's said over the name of Rav Asi. That Bishor Shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, Hoser Hametz Nefes, take off like the hat of the Kohen Gadol. For Omer HaTorah, take off the crown, is Omru Malchei Shoshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Zois Lehem LeYisrael, is this what you're doing to Klai Yisrael, have you given them a Churban HaBeis HaMikdash? Is this what you're doing to them? Shehegdimu Lefanecha B'Sin HaNasa L'Nishma. Klai Yisrael set in front of you, B'Hasin HaNasa V'Nishma. Do they deserve to have a Churban HaBayis? Omalhem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to them, Loi Zois Lehem LeYisrael, no, don't they really deserve this? Sheshpilu es hagvoya, they brought down the high, the agvi es hashofel, they brought up the low. What does that mean? The midu tselem hechel, that now they went after the goyim, like the rishoyim, and they put a tselem in the hechel. So because the Klai saw this such chatoyim, that's why I'm taking away the Beis Hamikdash now. Dorosh Rav Avia, Zimun Omalei Mishmed Rav Ami, Zimun Omalei Mishmed Rav Asi. My disciple was the pasuk say in Nochum was the pasuk say that Koyamar Hashem. Im shleimim if you're full, v'chein rabim you're a lot, v'chein no goizu v'yoivu. You should cheer up yourself and then go over. So what does this mean? It means like this. Im roya odom shem is a nice sub mitzum summon. If somebody sees that his money is going low, he only mamash has exact enough money to live on now, but he's losing his money. What should he do? Yasam yam tzedakah. Just the opposite. People think when they're losing money, they can't give tzedakah now. Mar says just the opposite. If you see you're losing your money, go and give tzedakah. The koshchen shem rubin, and then for sure you'll have more money. That's the way to get it, do a good business deal. And by giving tzedakah, then you get back schar, you become rich again. My the chen nigoizuv yov. What does it mean to say shear off and then go over? Tana the rabbi Yishmael. Kol ha-goizes min ha-chosav, somebody shears off, like it's a mushel of a sheep shearing off its wool. So if you shear off from your ha-chosav, v'yaisim em tztaka, take off some money, give it to tztaka, nitzah medina shekehenim, you'll be saved from Gehenim. And mushel is an example, l'shnei rechelis, to two sheeps. Shayu oiveras v'mayim, they're going over the river. Achaz gezuzah v'yachas eni gezuzah, one's just had a haircut, and one is full of wool. Is Gezuza Ovra, the one that just had a haircut, shall swim across, shall make it across. Shayna Gezuza, the one that wasn't shed off, has all the wool on her, lo yavra, she can't make it through the water. That's the mashter also. If you shear off and give sucker, with that you'll be saved. Huh?
What's the reason?
The wool, yeah, you can't get through the water. Yeah, the wool will keep her, you can't swim a stomach. If you have too much wool on you, you can't get through the water. It's easier to go through, the less you have on you, the easier to go through. That's the mushroom. If you share off your own property, give for tzedakah, for that you'll be zeicha to become more, to become zeicha to have more panosa. Pesach said.